Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, today in Iowa, they had the last presidential debate before the election, the Iowa caucuses on January 3rd. And it had, for the first time, it had all nine Republican presidential candidates, including Alan Keyes. So that's thrilling. We were at work here, and I was not able to tune into the debate. But if you saw it, please feel free to call in. In fact, we've been talking about so much over the last few weeks. There is so much happening that you can feel free to call in. The battle against child killing is raging. And people from around the country have told me that Colorado seems to be the center of the war against the killing of the unborn. And this is where the most significant activity is happening. And I'll tell you what, from the center of the storm, I think they're right. It is extraordinary what is going on. And we are expecting, we're hoping and praying for a significant article to appear within the next week from U.S. News and World Report. And the entire battle over personhood, you know, it erupted many years ago. And let me give you an example. The effort against Planned Parenthood's new abortion facility, that's going extremely well. If you want to be involved with that, familiesagainstpp.com. Familiesagainstpp.com. You could get their daily email updates, which are very valuable. Okay. A quarter century ago, Ronald Reagan was in support of a federal personhood effort. There was an effort, it was the Human Life Bill, and it was sponsored by Senator Jesse Helms and others. And Ronald Reagan is the new president, and he stated on two occasions, before he was inaugurated and after, that if Congress would pass this Human Life Bill, that he would sign it. That's pretty neat. And the Human Life Bill was pretty simple. It would just put in a federal statute. This is Bob Enyart interrupting my own show. We've had a technical difficulty. We've lost about a minute of this program. If anyone out there has recorded this program from the live stream, please contact us, bob@kgov.com. And if you could get us that, we'll make the show whole. But let's now continue with the program in progress. States' rights effort, and they said, we think the states should fight the battle. It's the wrong time to do it federally. Let the states do it. So we are now a quarter of a century later, and there are a dozen states moving forward on a personhood effort, their own personhood efforts, and National Right to Life is opposing those states in that effort. So no matter how you put it to them, they're against it. If it could absolutely stop abortion and save lives, James Bopp and National Right to Life, they've been against it. It's pretty despicable. So our phone number here, and especially if you've seen the debate, the Republican presidential debate in Iowa, feel free to call. But you could call for any topic that we cover normally or that interests you. 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. You could also use that to ask for our catalog of Bible resources. Let's go to the phones in Indiana. Daryl, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, sir. What's up?
Well, I watched the debate this afternoon.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did. I was not able to. Could you give us a report?
Well, I could give you a frustrating report.
All right. Sure.
First of all, the debate was very poorly run. Questions, the required time to answer them was very minimal, sometimes 30 to 15 seconds.
Right.
Alan Keyes was repeatedly skipped over.
Oh, wow.
And not given an opportunity to answer a particular question. He had to hold his hand up one time to try to get and verbalize that he wanted to answer a question that was asked. It was a very poorly run debate.
Mm-hmm.
Following the debate, I was watching on Fox News. It was on several channels, but I was watching on Fox News. The commentators in the panel were all...
It was run by the Des Moines Register and the Iowa Public Television.
Right, and CNN also carried it,
mm-hmm.
besides Fox News. The Fox News panel were kind of jokingly asking why in the world Alan Keyes was even there.
Daryl, before you tell us about Frank, Sean Hannity today on his radio show said that he wanted Alan Keyes on his program, had some questions, and so I don't know what will come of that, but go ahead.
I hope that's true, that he actually follows through with that.
Yeah, now, of course, Sean Hannity is, he supports child killing, and because he supports Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
And he might tell you that he's personally pro-life, but so does Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And John Kerry and Obama and all of them. They all say they're personally pro-life.
Yeah,
and
I would Giuliani say Sean says I'm against abortion.
Say that again?
Even Giuliani said today that I'm against abortion. Oh. I just think it should be legal.
Sure, they say that because they want to dupe Christians into doing what's evil.
Right.
Right, exactly.
What I was going to say about Frank Luntz, he's a pollster. Mm-hmm. And they have this panel of people in a room that are watching the debates on TV and then grade the debaters.
Right.
And he, too, was responding that none of the people in the room knew that Keyes was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
When we came back after the debate again, Neil Cavuto was interviewing Huckabee. And during that interview, Neil Cavuto stated he had no idea that Keyes was running for president,
mm-hmm.
and asked Huckabee about it. And Huckabee seemed to act as though he didn't know either.
Right.
Which is a lie.
Right. Mike Huckabee, I put him in a slightly different category than Mitt Romney and who else? Fred Thompson. They say they're pro-life, they're against abortion, and they're just flat-out lying. I believe Mike Huckabee is against abortion, but he has had no clear leadership, and so he is a legal positivist. He has supported child-killing regulations, and that's wrong. That's what started this whole tragedy. Are people who think you can regulate the killing of innocent children, and you're not going to solve something by repeating the error that caused it. And nope. So Mike Huckabee, I don't put in the same category. I don't believe he's a flat-out liar. I put him in the category of confused, morally not understanding the issues, which means, of course, that he's not qualified to lead a nation. Of course it means that. I mean, without a single leader anywhere in the world, he should be able to take God's word and his own conscience and know that it's wrong to regulate the killing of even a single innocent child.
That's right.
So he should know that. But I do have hopes for some of our pro-life leaders that what they need is clear leadership, and they will respond well to clear leadership advocating the God-given right to life for the unborn. And I think he is susceptible to clear leadership. I pray that he is. I don't know.
Right. Bob, you know, many years ago, President Teddy Roosevelt talked about one of the greatest powers that a president has is the power of the bully pulpit.
Mm.
And you just have to look around at these candidates and you say, which one of these guys would use the bully pulpit to try to persuade people to value life?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like George W. Bush has had 8 years. He'll have had 8 years. And the biggest thing he's done for the unborn is he went, he talked about the South Dakota complete abortion ban, and he opposed it.
Right.
That's the biggest thing he's used his bully pulpit for. And he's signed, you know, some reasonably meaningless laws that don't stop any abortions, but regulate child killing or look good to people who are ignorant of the issue. But what a tragedy. That's the legacy of George W. Bush on the abortion issue, is that he has nominated justices to the Supreme Court that reject the God-given right to life. They're moral relativists and legal positivists. And he opposed the nation's most significant abortion ban in South Dakota. And he did it because he had the same exact position of the Republican governor, John Love, who started this in Colorado 40 years ago, saying you could kill babies if their father's a criminal.
Right.
And, of course, that is complete rebellion against God, against God's word. God says you don't punish a child for the sin of the father. And even if you didn't have the Bible to read, you should be able to figure that out on your own. You don't punish a child for the sin of the father. So why is George W. Bush against abortion? It must be because he believes it's wrong to kill the baby. I can't imagine it's because he wants to keep women barefoot and pregnant. It must be because he thinks it's wrong to kill the baby. So, Mr. President, why is it okay to kill the baby if his father's a criminal? And, of course, the liberals see the lie in all this. And you know what? Maybe there is another reason he's against abortion. It's just because he's a Republican, and that keeps your base sending in money and voting. That might It might end up being the only reason George W. Bush is against abortion. Just
one only has to look at Alan Keyes to see him speak for a few minutes to know. This is a man who's going to use the bully pulpit.
Yeah, he's a statesman.
That's right.
He's an orator. He may be the best orator that's come out of this country in the last generation. You know, on his website.
And the conservative media mocks him for it.
Right. On his website, alankeyes.com, by the way, if you haven't signed his pledge, oh, you want to go there and sign his pledge. And it's really encouraging to him, to us, to the whole battle. But unalienable rights would be Alan Keyes' top priority. That's linked from alankeyes.com to WorldNet Daily, a great article by Bob Unruh, that Alan Keyes, who's seeking the Republican nomination for president, says his first priority in office would be to make sure the executive branch of the government recognizes the unalienable rights of U.S. citizens, which means applying to the unborn the protections the Constitution already includes for them. So
one of the things about Alan Keyes as well that I really like is that he refuses to draw this line that says this is a moral issue and this is a fiscal issue or a defense issue.
Mm-hmm.
He says low taxes are a moral issue.
Right.
That government control of its financing and spending is a moral issue.
It absolutely is, because God, who said do not murder, also said do not steal.
Right.
And the government doesn't have carte blanche to take as much money as they want from us or to spend as much of our kids' money as they want.
That's
and they're
right.
Spending, what is the national debt? Nobody even talks about it anymore. Is it $9 trillion? Is that what
more
it
than
is?
I can imagine.
It's something like that, $9 trillion. And it's wrong to spend money that your children are indebted to pay, to repay. That's wrong. That's sinful. It is a moral issue. He's exactly right. And I love the debate he was on. What was it, a PBS debate, national PBS debate, when the other candidates were talking about a family doctor, and the guy right before Alan Keyes said, the candidate said, we need to bring back the family doctor. And Alan Keyes, he was perfect. Without missing a beat, he was next up, and he said, before we bring back the family doctor, we got to bring back the family.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and he talked about the decimation of the black family in America with, what is it, 7 out of 10 children born without a dad at home in a black family in America.
That's right.
It is tragic. The black family is endangered. It's endangered here in America. So, and liberals, of course, care more about animals than they do human beings, and more about their immorality and their ability to express their sexual lust and perversions. They care more about that than building a safe society where black children would grow up in a home with a mom and a dad who are together and committed to the children.
Right.
Yeah. It's real tragic. And Alan Keyes is a fabulous spokesman for that. You know, Mike Huckabee, he's a liberal. He's basically a liberal who has some, you know, Christian leanings. And the closer, though, you come to saying the truth, the more you will be sidelined and ridiculed and hated. Does that make sense, Daryl?
It does. I mean, he has pieces of the truth.
Yeah,
so he will be marginalized for those ones that he does have.
Right. The closer he comes to the truth, the more mocked he will be for it. So if Jesus Christ were to return today, and he ran for president in the Republican primary.
No chance.
Well, would Sean Hannity support him?
No.
Who would support Jesus Christ if the closer you come to the truth, the less likely you are to get a popular consensus? So what this process does, when you're obsessed with the political process, now you could be in it and work in it and not be obsessed with it. You could view it as a tragic state of affairs, and we're trying to do our best in a godless and broken system.
Right.
But if you're obsessed with it, then you will say, you know what, I'm going to support liars. I'm going to support those who are immoral. I'm going to support those who advocate wickedness because it's the best chance we have of winning. And then you should look in the mirror and say, why would I want to have any influence?
Oh. You know, one of the most disturbing things I read this week was about Huckabee's record as a governor and commuting the sentences of murderers and rapists.
Hmm.
He did that more than any governor in recent history of any state.
Let's say that again so it could sink into our minds.
It says he commuted 12, the sentence of 12 murderers, basically mm-hmm. ended their sentence so that they could be released.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get the exact number of rapists, but mm-hmm.
but he's quite a number of people who
committed what really should be capital crimes.
Right. Huckabee is generally a liberal on a whole slate of issues, but he does have some Christian leanings.
Right.
So in the campaign, what he will do is he'll exaggerate those Christian leanings, but he's also willing, well, for example, he said years ago that homosexuality was a sin. So because of that, he's being excoriated.
Right.
Right? They would fillet him if they could. If you say homosexuality is a sin, you are sidelined. And he knows that. So I imagine he's not going to reiterate that basic truth.
He's going to modify it in some way.
Yeah, like he has done with other issues, including Mormonism. He won't address Mitt Romney's Mormonism. And Mormons are polytheists. They don't believe in one God. They say they worship Jesus as God, but what they don't tell you right openly is that they believe there are many other gods, just like Jesus. And that Mitt Romney one day will be a god, just like Jesus, and he'll be worshipped as a god, and that one day Jesus was a man like us. I don't mean that in the incarnation. I mean he was a man who then became a god.
Right.
So, yeah, Mormonism teaches that as we are, God once was, as God is, we will be. And what they mean is that we will be worshipped as gods, and that there's therefore an innumerable number of gods. That's polytheism. So, wow, we have a Christian pastor who, Mike Huckabee, who can't say that Mormonism is polytheism, and I don't support a polytheist for president of a Christian nation?
Well, just in the last 24 hours, Huckabee has been getting hammered because he asked the question about Mormonism.
Right.
And he was trying to ask the question without stating anything.
Right.
And he said, don't Mormons believe that Jesus and the devil are brothers?
Yeah, and by looking at that issue, he may have made it really easy for them to obfuscate, which the Mormon Church is doing right now today. But I think it would have been so much stronger to point to their fundamental flaw that they're polytheists. Christianity is a monotheistic religion. They are polytheists. They believe in many gods. And also their belief that American Indians are actually Jews who migrated 3,000 years ago across the Atlantic, which, of course, genetic research is showing. It's obvious anyway, but that American Indians are not Jews, and they are not Semites like the Jews. They are Hamitic, and they came here from Asia, not from Israel. So, you know, the entire story of the Book of Mormon is a fabrication, and it's, you know, it's going to be a real shocker to many Mormons because they're into studies of genealogies, and genetics is something that would be right up their alley, but genetics and the study of American Indians and who are they descended from is going to destroy the credibility of the Book of Mormon from within the Mormon Church. They're going to have a crisis, which is good. They need a crisis because they believe in something that's false. So, but Huckabee, so I don't think he's going to reaffirm anytime soon that homosexuality is a sin. Or it's a perversion. It should be criminal. But what is a greater threat to America right now today? Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden or homosexuality?
Oh, there's no doubt it's homosexuality.
Yeah, I'd say by 99-1. 99-1, because already millions of Americans have been destroyed by the perversion, which is homosexuality. In fact, it's caused countless leaders to approve of homosexuality. And when you approve of homosexuality, you mock God's word. And that's one of the goals. It's not that Bill Clinton loves to hang out with homosexuals. Believe me, he doesn't. But it's a way of undermining the gospel of Jesus Christ and Scripture as the Word of God when you approve of homosexuality. And so that's what homosexuality has done in America. Our political leaders are scared to death to speak about homosexuality. They are scared to death, and basically they tacitly approve it.
You know, Bob, I think, you know what you said about it, the 99-1? Hmm. I think you could also say that 99-1, people don't believe it's the biggest threat.
Oh, yeah, right. What percentage of Christians in actual Bible-believing churches think that homosexuality is a lifestyle choice? It's an alternative lifestyle.
I think it's very high.
Very high, and especially, you know, the younger they get, but not only young people, and that they would not discriminate in any way against homosexuals if they want to be in the choir, if they want to teach Sunday school, if they want to write curriculums, coach the fourth grade, you know, the ninth grade boys wrestling team, whatever. How does that work? How does that work? Daryl, how are they going to let a homosexual coach a ninth grade boys wrestling team? How does that work?
Very carefully.
It's the same as letting a guy coach the girls' volleyball team,
sure,
and letting him go into the girls' locker room with the girls.
That's
it's the same.
Sure.
Because guys go into the guys' locker room.
That's right.
It is not only is it a rebellion against God and immoral, and it destroys the human being from within, at the core of what it means to be a human being, but also it's completely unworkable and absurd. And yep. it's one of the big lies foisted on Christians in America, and it is undermining the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You know, in the category of obfuscating, mm-hmm. There's a new link on Drudge to an article that's telling that Mike Huckabee's campaign is not going to make his sermons available to the media or the public.
Hmm. Yeah, could you imagine the field day they would have with just any typical Christian statement? Let's say if he said that Jews need Jesus Christ, that's it. He's excoriated.
Yep.
Let's say he says homosexuality is a sin. That's it. He's excoriated. Let's say abortion is murder. That's it. In fact, there is a litmus test today. You have to approve of homosexuality as a Christian, not to be condemned by millions of Christians.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where we're at. So, you know, one area that I don't agree with Alan Keyes is his support for our form of government.
Right.
And I see our form of government as incompatible long term with open public Christianity.
Yep.
Because the majority is evil. The majority shouted, "Crucify him," to Jesus Christ. And the majority, they want to steal. They want to commit adultery. They want to kill their kids. And that's why the porn industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry. So you're not going to get the majority to want to do what is right as a general course of affairs.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we do have this form of government. Hey, Daryl, thank you so much for that report.
You're welcome.
May God bless you. I appreciate that. Our phone number, you can call us. You might want to get a plot, a bound copy of my manuscript, The Overview of the Whole Bible, The Plot, by Bob Enyart, to give it to yourself or someone else for Christmas. Our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. They're beautiful. They're perfect bound for the first time. Glossy covers, photo on the back. Boy, you should read the endorsements on the back. They're pretty neat. It blows me away. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada. And our phone number, 800-8-NYARDS, and KGov.com.